Hello, who is it?
It's me, Dad. See how the garage?
Aye.
They says that the insurance claim isn't paying out.
How are they not paying out?
They says that you've run the park close enough to the curb.
What do you mean, park close to the curb? The driver could drive, he wouldn't have hit it. He could have come up and chopped the door and moved the thing.
Do you want me to pass over to him?
Aye, put him on.
Hello, Mr. Donnelly.
Aye.
We had a look at the claim, Mr. Donnelly, from the refuse van hitting your wing mirror. We spoke to a local scrap dealer, and they were saying, because obviously it's quite an old car, the Jaguar.
It's an old car.
And they were saying, actually, I mean, if it was to go for scrap value, that because it's £500 for the mirror, Mr. Donnelly.
They crashed into it. They'll fix it.
Well, that wasn't the only issue, sir, because they said they could get a bus through the space that you left between the car and the curb.
What's your name again?
Robert McGlumpher, sir.
No, Robert, listen, Robert. What kind of car have you got?
I've got an Astra.
Right, I'll come and get your Astra, Robert, right, and I'll bump fend it, and I'm not mean it, Robert, and then we'll see what you say.
I'm obviously getting nowhere, Mr. Donnelly. You can talk to one of my managers if you want.
Yeah, on you go. That's what to do.
Just hold the line, please, sir.
Hello, Mr. Donnelly.
Aye, hello, aye.
Mr. Bolton here, sir. How are you?
Aye, not bad.
Now, this was the allegation with the lorry, was that right?
Allegation, nothing. He hit it. My boy caught him doing it.
Your word against his, sir. The car's 18 years old, I'm led to believe. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's in good nick. There's nothing wrong with
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's...
Well, there was nothing wrong with it. Did some half-witty driver smacked into it?
I'd ask you to tone down your language, sir. I resent my team being referred to as halfwits. If you'd parked your car properly without leaving enough space for a bus to get through the curb, then...
Where is it? Where are they getting this? A bus to get through? 6 inches off a curb line is what's normal.
The car, I'm told, was abandoned.
Abandoned? Oh, how was it abandoned?
So here's what I'm willing to do, sir. I'm willing to give you £20 for the mirror, but that's it. I'm not going to go any further than that, sir. And you'll be lucky you're getting your £20. It's taxpayers' money.
You'll be lucky I'll be getting more than £20, I'll guarantee you.
No, come
£20,
up.
Is it?
Sir, you've accepted the deal. I'm giving the £20 now
don't
to your
you
daughter.
Don't you bother, give her £20. I'll come and see you tomorrow and we'll talk about £20, okay?
This case is now closed.
Dad.
Don't listen to that half-wit. Just don't bother taking that £20 in. I'll sort it out tomorrow. Don't take it. I'm not a good
deal. It's already in my hand,
Pat. If you could just sign this.
Don't you sign I swear to God, man. I'll sign him.
Oh. Am I not supposed to?
Don't be so stupid. £20 for a car. Come on,
it was abandoned.
It wasn't abandoned. It wasn't there. How would you know? It was parked the way it's supposed to be. 6 inches off the cab. The drivers are drivers. That's their problem.
Give me that £20. But sir, sorry, there's been a further development. I just heard you saying to your daughter there that the car was abandoned. So
I didn't say it was abandoned. Don't talk.
What you're doing, sir, is illegal.
See, your drivers are illegal.
Get your car to the scrap heap. Get rid of it.
I'll scrap heap you. When I come up, there'll be left of you.
Shushed, sir, will you listen?
I'm shushed.
See, when a councillor talks, you listen, sir. I am elected member of a representative of the council.
Listen, you, I've put you there, so I'll take you away from there.
Did you vote for me, sir? If you did, I thank you for your support. Will you take £100, Mr. Donnelly?
No, I don't want £100.
Kerry, would you like £100?
£100.
Why don't we give Kerry £100?
Well, she getting £100 for? She wasn't there.
She was on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad. Yes, Mr. Donnelly. She told me you would go mental if I called you Mr. Donnelly.
Oh, well done. That was a belter. I'm sitting here shaking. Thanks very much for that. Cheers. Take care.